short-term rentals, those small furnished apartments or even single rooms rented by the day or week, are becoming increasingly popular as internet services such as Airbnb make them competitive with hotels. But they are also becoming a regulatory headache for cities across the country. WIPR's Tom Flynn reports that Baltimore is rolling out a new program on December 31st, while Annapolis is struggling to find its own solution.
The new Baltimore law requires that a host, that is, someone offering a short-term rental, register with the city and pay a $200 fee. The host has to live on the property, and the space being rented must comply with city code. The city's Department of Housing and Community Development will run the program. Jason Hessler, the department's deputy commissioner, estimates the new law could apply to some 4,000 units. He says he's looking to internet brokers such as Airbnb to help the city implement the law.
They're providing us with direct contact people for when we do have issues with unlicensed units or any kind of fraud that we think might be going on. And then they're also adjusting their sites for Baltimore, and they won't accept any properties that don't have the license number.
Reactions to the new program are guarded but cautiously optimistic. Linda Smith owns and operates Rachel's Dowry B&B on Washington Boulevard, just a home run from Camden Yards.
I'm in favor of the new law. It helps to level the playing field between legitimate bed and breakfasts and businesses and those people that are pretending that they're not real businesses.
Meanwhile, in Annapolis, city aldermen, innkeepers, and residents have been struggling to create regulations for short-term rentals. There have been two public hearings and numerous committee meetings since June, and the amended bill will come up for discussion and probably a vote at the council session on January 13th. But in spite of the lengthy review, there's frustration on all sides.
Our official position is that the primary residence mandate should be included in any new legislation.
Bill Kardash, chairman of the board of the preservation group Historic Annapolis, favors Baltimore's requirement that hosts live in the property they rent and worries about what he calls the saturation of neighborhoods with short-term rentals.
Certain neighborhoods in town have as much as 50% of the street, 50% or more of the street is short-term rental, in which case the neighborhood character is diminished and they basically become streets that are for transient. We don't want to turn Annapolis into simply a visitor's haven.
That's just one issue. Dr. Susan Margulis, a math professor with a home in the downtown historic district, says that the proposed system in Annapolis gives a cold shoulder to house poor professionals who might rent out a room just to make the mortgage.
Well, believe it or not, we want the Baltimore system. In Baltimore, if you live in your own home, you're allowed an exemption from the home inspection requirement.
Cleverly, the Annapolis legislation would exempt owners who rent out their entire houses during the annual boat shows and the Naval Academy's commissioning week for big bucks, as much as $12,000 a week, while they vacation in Tuscany. Property managers such as Megan Moore, who grew up in the city's historic district, think that there's a need for regulation, just not the proposed law.
Personally, I would grandfather anybody that's had an existing license that hasn't had any infractions. Going forward, I would consider putting some kind of a hold on any new licenses while they figure out the density problem.
Back in Baltimore, innkeeper Smith offers this advice.
I think Annapolis needs to look beyond just the taxes at all of the other repercussions of these small-term rentals. There are issues with trafficking. There are issues with zoning and proper insurances, proper liability, and also ruining neighborhoods.
We'll see what happens when the Annapolis bill comes up for a third hearing and possible final vote next month. Meanwhile, we'll find out how much help Airbnb gives Baltimore in its implementation process. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.